Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Say what's happening, man. It's your man, AK Shea, ATL Zone. And now you tuned in. Chuck Oliver, Matt Turnoff, for your drive home.
Nah, nah, nah.
So every time you hear that, you know what it is. So sing along.
Nah, 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 nah.
And I can't forget your boy Robert on the beat. Let's go.
Chuck and Matt put it down for the A-Town. When it comes to sports talk, they don't play around. Though other guy got in the say now. Keep them all in the dust, do say child. Tune in from 3 to 7, we stay succeeded. The Fan and Dining through 7, FM, all just and ladies.
Nah, 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 nah. It's Chuck and Turn Off.
Party like Mardi Gras, but not with their shirt off.
The best show by far,
outlasting all you know.
So call them a Matt Turn Off.
They about to blast off, go.
What's up, brother? It's Chuck and Chernoff on the Fan. How do I go from what's up, brother, out of that, from our buddy AK Shea? I mean, geez. Chuck and Chernoff are with you to love Braves and Marlins tonight. Game one of three down from South Florida there at Lone Depot Park, where once again it'll be 90% Braves fans and whoever wants to root on that 2-11 Marlins team tonight. Max Fried gets the ball for the Braves against Trevor Rogers for the Marlins. Will the real Max Fried please stand up? Max has two starts under his belt. He's got a total of five innings. And he got an extra day, so he should be nice and fresh tonight. In those two starts, Max has given up 12 hits and earned four walks. And nine of the runs, he's given up in the first inning. So he gave up the three against the Phillies, and that was it. He gave up, was it six in his last start? Yep. And then he settled in okay, but thankfully the Braves scored 21 runs in those two starts and won both games. So let's see if Max can get it right tonight. Tomorrow, Chris Sale against Max Meyer. It's a 4:35 first pitch down in South Florida. And Charlie Morton, Jesus Luzardo on Sunday. All those games on the Fan and on the Fan mobile app. Braves did make one move. They have called up Darius Vines to fill Alan Winans' spot. He'll get the next shot. If he's not used out of the pen, he'll probably start on Tuesday against the Astros. And they're going to take this start by start until they figure out who's going to lock down that spot that's open with Spencer being out. And speaking of Spencer, we should hear something this weekend that gives us some final answer on how long Spencer is going to be out, whether he had surgery, whether he's going to have surgery. Maybe there's some miracle we're all waiting on that we'll get news on, but we should know in the next day or two. Now, we will get you guys a Masters leaderboard update from DT at some point. Just to give you the update of what's going on in Augusta.
I think he went to take a dump.
Well, when he's back, he'll give us the update. And I'll remind you, the 680 The Fan green card went on sale this morning at 9 a.m. And that B will sell out. Like, half the cards were gone at 9:05. Some of the other cards went right after that. When we're done with them. We only put 200 on sale, and it's $600 worth of golf for $249. Six courses, plus a cart, a Firemaker Brewing Company gift card. All of it just $249. That's a Father's Day gift. That's a birthday present. That's a get-out-of-jail-free card. You name it. 680thefan.com. Grab it before they're gone. You'll have FOMO. You'll regret not grabbing it. Chuck will be locked in tonight to Hawks-Timberwolves. That's an 8-10 start. The T-Wolves are 55-25.
Who cares?
Battling for the number one seed in the West, and the Hawks will see future Hawks star Anthony Edwards tonight.
Yeah, and it's important. The top three seeds in the West, total of three games separate them.
My team, the Clippers, they're going to be 4 or 5 with Dallas. So.
Your team, the Clippers.
I'm into the Western Conference, bro.
So the good news for Hawks fans is you'll get a chance to scout future Hawk Anthony Edwards tonight. Now, I was wrong on Jaylen Brown. I'll fully admit up front I missed on Jaylen. Thought he was coming home, and then the Celtics gave him $500 gazillion, and he's like, all right, I'll stay here in Boston. I hate it, but I'll stay.
You get fixated on guys. And by the way, it was about a decade and a half of Chris Paul before he finally let that go.
Where is Ant-Man from?
Here.
He's from Atlanta. Does Ant-Man want to be in those cold, awful Minneapolis winters in the prime of his life? No, he wants to come home. So he signed his rookie max extension a year ago. I give it 18 months till Ant-Man's like, I want out of here, trade me back to my hometown. I want to go represent for Atlanta, and we get the dream backcourt of Trey and Ant-Man, and we go. We ride. And remember where you heard it first. Probably not here, but you heard it here at some point. And when he walks into State Farm the first time and that song's playing, you're going to get emotional. I don't care. You're going to pretend you're not. You're going to get emotional. Ant-Man on the big scoreboard.
So we're past the Jaylen thing then.
Well, he stayed in Boston for now.
But
we can come back to it.
For now?
Well, I mean, he's making like $50 million a year.
So. Okay. My goes owner, up to 70.
See, my owner doesn't like to go into the luxury tax, so that could be tough. I don't know how that wouldn't be pulled off.
A third of the cap on one guy?
My owner's worth $9 billion, but he's like, salary cap, luxury tax, let's not do that. So tonight, Minneapolis Hawks will play the Timberwolves, and then Sunday it's Pacers, Hawks, then the play-in. We'll know exactly when. That'll be Tuesday or Wednesday, and I know
Team
you're all excited.
Shot.
Well, no, Jalen Johnson's shot.
He's done.
Onyeka Okongwu's done.
He's shot.
AJ Griffin could be out.
Manager's shot.
They have all kinds of injuries.
Vic Krejci.
Oh, no, Veet's healthy. It's Krejci.
Excuse me for butchering
That's
that.
That's okay, Joe. You're not. Listen, Veet just popped on everybody's radar. That's okay. It happens to the best of us. We're now 13 days away from the NFL draft, which means we're 13 days away from the Chuck and Chernoff draft spectacular.
Fun.
So we'll be doing our regular show at Harrah's in the Caesar Sportsbook on the 25th of April, inviting all of you to come. Last year, we did it in Murphy, and we had a really good crowd of Atlanta folks. It was also the night of Hawks-Celtics, so we had this like crowd watching the Hawks make their pick, and then we transitioned to watch the Hawks lose to the Celtics. Probably won't have that to worry about this year.
I think I had Boston that night. I think it did. I bet against the Hawks. Go ahead.
You done?
Yeah, okay. I remembered that. Yeah, we were actually we were at Murphy.
That's exactly right. Just said that. So we want you to join us for the show that we do typically 2 to 6, but the draft spectacular will begin at 8. We'll be posted up inside the Caesar Sportsbook. No better place to watch the draft on those ridiculous jumbo-sized stadium screens. You can gamble on it. You'll have NBA hoops going that night. You'll have the baseball. And when I say you can gamble on it, Chuck, here are the numbers right now. For example, Chicago drafting Caleb Williams, the odds are minus 10,000. Not much value.
Risk 10,000 to win 100. That's basically what it is. Right. If something happens, well, you lose.
Washington to take Jaden Daniels, number 2, is minus 150. I
think Drake May is going to be the better quarterback.
Drake May to the Patriots is plus 100. Then the draft begins. All right, here we go. Arizona drafting Marvin Harrison Jr. is minus 200. The Chargers taking Malik Nabers plus 200. The Giants at number 6 taking Nabers are plus 150. Joe Alt from Notre Dame, if he's drafted 7 to Tennessee, is minus 120. And then the Falcons at number 8. If they draft Dallas Turner, you're getting plus 200 odds. Very intriguing. And then 9, the Bears, if they draft Rome Odunze, is plus 250. And the Jets at number 10, if they draft Brock Bowers, that's also plus 250.
Malik Nabers, I have given up on actually even being a consideration for the Falcons. Not that I was hoping for it, but I thought that it might be interesting to someone else. No, he and McCarthy are both, I don't know, top 6, which that would fill out the top 6, which means suddenly you're 8. Dallas Turner becomes reality.
I also saw we have 13 players who have accepted invitations to the green room, to the draft, and none of them looked like you would always circle a name or two and be like, oh, that's the one that could slip, and you have to watch him be uncomfortable. All 13 names are the ones you would expect. I don't think any of them will be hanging around till 20 or 22. So, like, I saw Brock's not going. I was trying to see who else, like, names that are going to just do their own thing where they'll zoom in on their house and you'll have the draft party at the Bowers residence instead of him.
Good for them. Do you remember, was it Joe Thomas was the first, like, really high-profile guy? He's like, no, I always go fishing with my dad. So draft day, he was in a boat with his dad fishing.
Again, we'll be there on the 25th of April. Chuck and Chernoff, front office Los, live on site to help us break down all things draft from the beginning all the way through the Falcon pick, and then we'll see what kind of energy we have left. Could be out of gas by that point. The Falcons held a local pro day today. They invited a ton of kids, but the most recognizable bunch of Georgia, Georgia Tech, some Georgia State players like Ladd McConkey was there, Marcus Roseme, Jack Saint, Dejon Edwards, Javon Bullard, Dom Blaylock, Andre White, Darren Granger, like a bunch of just local kids.
To me, Marcus Roseme, Jack Saint's a name that he keeps popping up. Guys are fans of his. And Dejon, I hadn't heard a word about him. No buzz, no anything. I don't know what's going to happen with him.
We'll see. We'll see what it looks like. Again, 13 days away from the fun beginning. All right, so day two, Friday at the Masters. Let's get an update right now on a leaderboard. There's that we have to do the music. We don't have to say hello, friends, though. Instead of that, we can say, what's up, brother? Ryan Gephardt, what do we have on the board?
Let's get right to Tiger. He's at plus one, made the cut. That's 24 straight for him, which is history, at Augusta. So he's going to be on our TV all weekend, assuming he can make it through two more rounds.
Yeah, right. Tiger made the cut. Like, Tiger, what's the cut? Oh, plus three? Okay, Tiger made the cut.
I've never seen him happier to make a cut. That smile on his face after it was almost like he was winning.
So you're telling me going without sex for this long, this is the payoff?
This is the play, yeah. Let's see if he does it with other tournaments.
I don't know.
It's a major.
I don't know if I believe him. B, if I do believe him, and this is really like the ceiling now is making the cut, have sex.
Bryson, minus seven, tied with Scottie Scheffler. They're up top. Scheffler's through 10. Max Homa's right there. Colin Morikawa at minus three. Matt Fitzpatrick's there. Lucas Glover. Patrick Cantlay.
That's a bunch of golf.
Story's too long.
Wow. No, that's the Masters. You're doing great, Gephardt.
Tiger's going to be here in the weekend. Okay. That's the main thing.
All right. There he is, Brian Gephardt, giving us the Masters leaderboard update. Remember, you can enjoy all your golf. Get that green card, 680thefan.com. It is waiting for you. One quick update on the Kentucky situation, then I want to let you hear from O.J. Simpson, because it's been 24 hours since he's gone. We have to hear from him. So Kentucky is going to name, or has officially, will name Mark Pope, former Kentucky player, most recently the head coach of BYU. This has got to be, if you're Mitch Barnhart, the AD, one of the worst weeks of your life. It went from, this is awesome, we're not going to have to pay the buyout, the Cal, to having Jay Wright on national TV say, don't call me. Billy Donovan on national TV and a presser go, I don't want to go to college. You brought in the Baylor head coach to visit, and him and his wife were like, no, we're good. We're going to stay where we are.
Nobody's ever chosen Waco over anywhere.
Well, guess what? In this case, Scott Drew did. So you had that, and you had Dan Hurley, the head coach at UConn. Same thing, I'll say in stores. This has been, an awful week for Kentucky. Doesn't mean Mark Pope won't be a huge success.
Yeah, your baby's ugly, though. Everybody said, no, don't want anything to do with it.
It's a major step down in name value. Again, Pope can change that when he wins, and if he does. But this is also a chance. It could be Billy Gillespie. Like, you don't know. And the funny part of it is, I don't generally think Cal wants to be in Arkansas. And Kentucky doesn't want to have to deal with Mark Pope, but they got stuck with Mark Pope. So neither is happy with it. Cal was forced into doing the pig suey thing in Arkansas, and he looked like he was being held hostage. The only thing off camera was a gun not being seen, and he's having to go through the motions. He's like, I didn't do this. I was at a blue blood school. Now, and Arkansas has had a good basketball program. It's just not Kentucky.
No, few are Kentucky, but there's nothing. Wrong with the Arkansas program, and I would actually, there's more than that. I would say there's nothing wrong with the Mississippi State or Auburn program.
But they're steps down from Kentucky. They are.
Arkansas is a really, really good program. I'm saying that they're better than there's nothing wrong with them. They have history. They have national championship history.
They do, but when you're at Kentucky at the
Kentucky's end, elite, when you're top at the shelf
end of,
stuff.
When you're at the end of your career and you're ending at Arkansas from Kentucky, that's a weird thing. That's all. Just a weird thing. All right, let me play a couple of clips here. So it's been 24 hours. People have had time to digest the news that OJ, the juice is gone. Some of the best, I thought, responses on social media, for instance, Le'Veon Bell, he tweeted, RIP OJ. He knew how to run the damn ball. I don't care about none of that other BS.
I got a little getting even to do.
The double murder BS or the beat his wife BS?
Well, you decide.
My beautiful Nicole.
Here's one from somebody named Big B who said, RIP OJ. He didn't kill Nicole or Ron. OJ's son Jason did it. OJ was just trying to be the best dad he could and took the rap for his son.
No, he didn't take the rap.
I think he was going to take the rap. Yeah. Yeah. How about Judge Joe Brown? He said, personally, I don't believe OJ did it either. And I was elated when he was acquitted. I also loved how it revealed who certain people really were, good or bad. Rest in peace to the juice.
Okay.
And then there's Tom Segura, the comedian. He tweeted, OJ Simpson was a lot of things. Incredible athlete, good actor, loving father. And even though he had his legal troubles and his flaws, people forget he was a big-time goofball. Guy loved to laugh. That's the juice I'll remember, the one with a big smile on his face. Segura's great.
There's a chance the last benefit to society O.J. Simpson truly was, he saved the cat in Towering Inferno. Like, that may be the last thing he did that actually helped people.
All right, I want to play you a couple of clips, Chuck. This is from an interview that the Juice did in 2006. This was at the time when he was going to have his book published, If I Had Done It. Hypothetically, if the Juice had killed his ex-wife and Ron Goldman, here's how he would have done it. But the interview never saw the light of day until 2018. The book got kiboshed because the publishing company got killed.
Gross.
For what they were going to try to do.
Gross.
So here is the Juice sitting down, and he talks about some guy named Charlie who was in his hypothetical scenario with him at Nicole's house. And here's him laying out in detail when he realized, you know, something was about to go sideways if he was hypothetically there.
I think Charlie had followed this guy in, wanted to make sure it was no problem, and he brought the knife. As things got heated, I just remember Nicole fell and hurt herself.
She fell. Nobody pushed her. She fell.
This guy kind of got into a karate thing, and I said, well, you think you can kick my ass? And I remember I grabbed a knife. I do remember that portion, taking the knife from Charlie. And to be honest, after that, I don't remember, except I'm standing there and there's all kind of stuff around. And
what kind of stuff?
Blood and stuff around.
That stuff.
You know, I hate to say this, but this is hypothetical. I'm sorry.
Right.
I know we got to back up again.
Right. It's okay. I'm going to back
this
up.
This is hard.
This is hard. Yeah, I know. I'm going
to
back up
to try to make people think that I'm...
So you might not have understood the juice there at the end. He said, it's kind of hard to make people believe I'm a murderer. No, I believe it. That was all hypothetical, though. And somebody Charlie invented. Hypothetical.
I know.
Here's, you want one more quick one?
He's laughing.
Yeah, he's a sociopath. Or he was, he's dead.
I know.
Here's one more from the juice who, if, again, hypothetically was there.
If I did it.
Explains the gruesome scene, again, if he was there.
You wrote in the book, I had never seen so much blood in my life.
Mm, yes.
Covered, you're covered, the scene. Can you describe it?
It's hard for me to describe it, I'm telling you. I don't think any two people could be murdered the way they were without everybody being covered in blood. And, of course, I think we've all seen the grisly pictures after.
Right.
So, yeah, I think everything was covered.
Sure.
Covered in blood.
You think so?
And what goes through your mind at a time like that?
I don't know. It's like, what happened?
Yeah.
You write about removing a glove before taking the knife from Charlie.
You know, I had no conscious memory of doing that, but obviously I must have because they found a glove there.
Yeah.
And blacking out. Have you ever blacked out before?
Not to my knowledge.
Hypothetically.
No. Of course, if something like this would take place in anybody's life, if it were to happen, I would imagine it's something that you would probably automatically have trouble wrapping your mind around it.
Right.
It was horrible. It was absolutely horrible.
Hypothetically horrible. And then never forget his blood being OJ's, Ron Goldman's blood, who he'd never met, and Nicole's blood were all in his car. Just coincidence.
Well, he was guilty. That's why
all
that happened.
Well, now he was found not guilty. I saw the trial.
He killed the two people.
Well,
so
that's your opinion. Judge Joe Brown disagrees with you. So does Le'Veon. He didn't care about that BS. So you can take it up with them if you want to write them on social media.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.